This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
If you're somebody that's feeling a little stuck, out of sorts, maybe you've actually identified that it feels like you're out of balance, things are just not the way they should be, or maybe you're feeling that you deserve more in life, maybe more abundance, maybe it's a different job, different or more beneficial relationships. Well, maybe you want to take a look at some of these different modalities that can help move your life forward. This is not just something that showed up yesterday. This goes back hundreds, thousands of years, many of these modalities. And we're going to dig into that today with somebody that helps people move their lives forward. She is the founder of Alchemy Joy. And we're talking about somatic and what's that word? Give me that word.
Contemplative.
I don't think I've ever used that word before. She's an educator in that, and she just educated me and everybody else. And it's so great to have LaRonda Coffey join us on the program today. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Steve.
I'm happy you're here. What you're helping people with has helped move my life forward. We just met. But even as recent as like 5 days ago, I had a session with a lot of the modalities that we're going to talk about today. I just feel great. I got to tell you, it just makes a difference. So why don't we go to some of the basics here? Alchemy. We hear that word occasionally come up in conversation. You see it in a reel, whatever it might be. How do you define that word?
Well, in a nutshell, I'll say transformation. And, you know, when we think about alchemy, we tend to have these images of lead turning into gold. Those are the stories that we understand. But if we take that from the standpoint of ourselves and our mental state, we're transforming our mental state from one, shifting from one state to another. And that's how I see alchemy.
And somatic, that word comes up too. How do you define?
It's funny you mentioned that because I had someone at the expo ask me, what does that mean? I heard three different versions of that. So I like to think of it as balance. So mind, breath, movement, being in sync.
Okay. So really this is coming back to balance.
Yes.
Okay. Can you think about it? I use the car analogy. If your car has one tire wheel that's off, What's going to happen during your drive? It's going to be a little wobbly. You're going to go to a shop and they're going to balance your wheels, and then things are going to run better. And there's so many different things that can be out of balance in our life, from relationships, nutrition, sleep, hydration, on and on and on. Spiritualism. How do you define that word? Spiritual.
Well, spiritual is really unique to every individual, but I would say that it's a way of looking at things from outside of yourself, and at the same time looking at your state from within. So a lot of times how we perceive things outside of us have to do with how we're feeling on the inside. And that's why breath work is so important, because you can widen your perspective if you can calm your nervous system down.
One of the ways to do that is through meditation, and that's something that you help people, you guide people through. Scale of 1 to 10 in terms of transforming somebody's life to where they want to be or get so much closer to it. How important would you say meditation is? 10 being,
I would say 8. Because, you know, meditation, again, I like to look at all these experiences as being unique. So for some, meditation is prayer, simply just prayer, communicating with the divine. For others, it could be just slowing their breath and trying to block out sounds and just become very still. So however you practice meditation, as long as you're calming yourself and getting a better or bigger perspective outside of your problems, how you feel at the moment, it can be very helpful.
Interesting. Can we center a meditation for just a moment?
You want to do a meditation now?
Well, I wasn't even suggesting that, but maybe
oh,
you know what?
You,
you know what? But you know, wait a minute here. Maybe because we have other things that we want to talk about, the other modalities, but maybe it's a little bit of time left over. Maybe we can do a quickie. I think I represent other people in their struggle to meditate. And I did it for years. You know, you start out with getting in a quiet place, sitting in a certain position, all of that, listening to an app. And it never really worked for me until one day I just zoned out for a second and I'm like, wait a minute, dude, you meditated. You were meditating. And in the last year, after a number of years of trying to get this done, I found that I can be in a meeting and just stare at a thumbtack on the wall with my eyes open. I'm out of here. It's just that I've gotten clarity, epiphanies, ideas while other people are talking. Not that I do that often, but I'm just giving an example. You don't have to be in that certain quiet situation. Excuse me. And there was one time a couple of months ago, I was at the gym and I'm doing some reps on a machine. And I was just like listening to music and I just stared at a bolt on a machine in front of me. I wasn't at the gym anymore. And it was the weirdest experience. It was almost as if I was looking at myself from above doing the exercise. And as I meditated, I didn't even feel like work. I was like cranking them out like, wow, this is great. This is fun, man. That's my take on meditation. Does that sound crazy?
That I really resonate with that because there's so many ways to look at this. What you did was like a one pointed or what they call like a center focus meditation. And that is a yogic practice. And I can't remember the exact name. It could be Dhyana. But basically you stare at one point and, you know, there are mandalas created for this purpose where you stare at one point and it allows you, because of your focus, to take your attention off of things around you. And you do get into a meditative state. And I'll tell you, as someone who's done long distance running, even a 50 miler in the mountains, you get into a meditative state, even when you're doing long distance running or cycling. And a lot of people don't realize that's what's happening. And that's why physical fitness, in some cases, when you're doing a repetitive exercise for an extended period of time, feels very meditative.
So I've heard this term, runner's high. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
Well, I don't know. I think from a scientific perspective, the runner's high comes from those endorphins that you feel. You get a rush of endorphins. Once you stop, it just kind of floods your system. It really is a great feeling. It's very healthy. But I would think that meditative state would provide some, you know, relief for you and a sense of joy.
So meditation, very important in terms of these modalities. And it's simple.
So many ways to do it. Yeah.
So many ways to do it. Once you master it or work with somebody like yourself to guide us through it, pretty easy. what are you doing? Pretty much nothing. Breath work. We breathe normally anyway, but if you are intentional about the way you breathe, it can almost be, and I've heard, you know, different terms used, almost psychedelic in a way, where it can change your frame of mind and all of that without mushrooms or anything like that. Why is breathing so important?
Well, breath is really important because you're sending signals to your body. And when you intentionally breathe in a way to signal safety to your body, it helps you to release. And you can shift, again, that mental state from panic or chaos to a very calming, relaxing state. And that's really good for your nervous system. It activates. So I was just thinking about this. A lot of times we tell ourselves, just stay calm, just be calm. And it really is beyond the mental aspect of it. The breathing is what really helps signal to your body that you're safe, even when you're in a situation that may not feel like you're safe. And then you can relax and feel much better.
So this is what I understand, that when you do that type of breathing, and I've heard there's all different ways, box breathing, there's all different ways to do it. But even on the simple level, if it's 4 seconds, you take a deep breath. When you let it out, you extend it to 8 seconds. And it's sending a signal to your brain that I'm safe. We're good here. That's what I heard. Is that really what's going on?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's different, you know, everybody has a different level in terms of how they can hold their breath and release their breath. So, you know, you start where people should start where they feel comfortable. But 4 seconds breathing in through the nose, I think 6 seconds breathing out for someone who's just starting this type of breath, that can do wonder. You do that 3 times and you'll definitely feel a little bit better because your body has to, right? You're telling your body through your breath that it's in a safe state. And I'll also mention that I do a modality called Science of Stretching, which helps people to gain mobility and range of motion over time. And that's the technique that we use. We do long hold poses and we breathe in through the nose for 4 seconds and out for 8 seconds. And that relaxes the nervous system. And you'll be surprised, people are a little bit more flexible than they think they are.
I didn't even realize what was going on when I did this, and this is going to take me back to 4 years ago. I had a friend that said, why don't we go to a cacao ceremony? And I'm like, sure, why not? I know it was, you know, a little metaphysical wooey, but yeah, sure. Yeah, let's go. Cacao is chocolate from the tropical rainforest, Costa Rica, highest level of magnesium. And it's said to, you know, give you certain properties where you can relax and all of that. It doesn't taste like chocolate. You use agave to kind of sweeten it up. But at that ceremony, we all, 15 people in the room, all got down on mats on our back, and we were told to think about something that you want to change in your life. And then there was breathing, and there was somebody just walking around all of us, you know, all right, do this, breathe, breathe, breathe. It was amazing what came up in my mind, the clarity that came through. And I will tell you this, after like 20 minutes, everybody in that room, all 15 people, were all crying. It was that impactful. And what were we doing? Breathing. That was it. It's amazing how it can transform and transport and do all of that. But I think the rest of us say, I breathe every day anyway. What am I going to worry about that? But when you're intentionally breathing, breath work, if you will, it really makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And that's why it's a really easy, simple tool that we all can use to shift our state at any moment. You can be in traffic and you just take some breaths and you'll calm that nervous system down. It's not so much about how long you do it for, but having those simple practices consistently throughout the day, as short as they are very helpful.
When you work with somebody and you come up with a plan to achieve their goals, are you incorporating a lot of different modalities in here, like maybe meditation, maybe breath work, maybe something else?
I do. If they're comfortable, I will include sound, and it depends on the class. So I also do yoga nidra. That's supposed to be a very quiet practice. They call it yogic sleep. You're not actually sleeping, but it brings a lot of awareness and relaxation during the practice. But other practices like restorative yoga, I'll play some soft sound bowl music or some other type of heart-centered music. I might use tuning forks, weighted tuning forks, to help them with certain areas on their body that may feel tight while they're in a restorative yoga pose. And restorative yoga is really good because you're in a very supported position and it allows lymph node drainage, and you get quickly into that rest and digest mode so that your body can heal itself. So I use different modalities. I also have unweighted tuning forks for if people want something more, a little bit more metaphysical, for subtle body work and sound vibrations. And I'm also a neuro-linguistic practitioner. Oh. Yeah, so I don't use that very often, but sometimes where I help people, guide them into a deeper rest with restorative yoga, I'll use some NLP to give them imagery, you know, water flowing, and help them feel more connected in their body and to relax. So,
yeah. Wow, you got a lot going on there. And I've practiced these modalities. I'm aware of them. We're going to get to some of the other ones in a moment. Your journey, LaRonda, what brought you here?
Well, as I was an endurance athlete about a decade ago, and I realized the importance of breath. Before that, my journey started out, I just wanted to get in shape after having my second son, and I decided to try a triathlon course at my gym. And that led me onto a journey to qualifying for Boston, running a 50-miler in the Adirondack Mountains in New York. And those experiences were just so meditative. But one thing I noticed is coordinating my breath with my movements helped me be able to last longer, have that endurance, and supply all the oxygen that I need and get me really focused. That's really was very meditative, because even though it was an intense sport, the rhythm of the breath alone was very meditative, and it also gave me what I needed, to the fuel that I needed, in addition to the nutrition and the training. You know, if you don't have the right breath and you're running a marathon, you're not going to last that long. And so looking at that, I said, well, how can that be applied in any other direction, right? Because I was also, you know, a working mom and doing this recreationally, but I was, you know, winning races. And I said, you know, the slower passive part of the breath can help people when they're feeling like in a constant state of stress. Even when I was in a chronic state of stress, I think many people live with a state of stress and they feel like that's normal. That becomes like a new normal. So I decided to pull all these tools together. I got into more deeper study with regard to yoga and Qigong and contemplative study to apply this and help others kind of realize the state of calm that they can achieve.
It's amazing. And thank you for sharing that. What a journey. I'm thinking to myself, you jerk, you were at the gym today doing stuff and you're not thinking about breathing. Like so many times you'll do reps on a machine and you're like, hold your breath. Yeah, one more. Completely the wrong thing you should be doing. So thank you for the reminder. Probably could have done three more sets and not even realize it. It's amazing how we get in a mode, even though it's not the right one, and then we adapt to it and we keep going. For example, the stress mode. You in the beginning, I'm stressed. As time goes on, you're still stressed out, but you keep going. You're adapted to it and move yourself forward. And you don't even realize that you're shallow breathing. And I want to share this because it brings back a memory. 9 years ago, my friend's son, obviously younger than me, was building a deck for me. Just taking the deck down, put a new one up. And I'm out there helping him with it. And we were like, yeah, you know, man, I'm feeling tired. Yeah, me too. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know what it is. Not really that hot out today. I don't know what's going on. After a 10-minute conversation, we both realized this is embarrassing. We weren't breathing. Warm breathing, the simplest thing. And then we're just like, all right, man, take a deep breath. I feel better. Yeah, I feel better too.
It's so easy to forget.
Yes, it is. And I understand that in Western cultures, this is how we breathe, very shallow. But if you look at Eastern cultures, they deep breathe all the time. That's just the way it is. Either they're taught that way, or they have less stress or whatever, or they don't let the stress get to them. But my point here is, you may be all freaked out and not even realize you're not breathing intentionally deep. And that's where, you know, that's just, again, just a piece of what you offer in the big picture here. How does, LaRonda, how does somebody work with you? I know this could be a little woo. However, it's all, or if not most, backed up by science, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, you can get as woo as you'd like, but everybody starts where they're comfortable, and all of this is science-based.
Sure.
There's tons of research talking, and you can look at the Heart Math Institute, even talking about the heart and your energy and the breath, and, you know, all these things are very important. So how someone can get in touch with me, they can go to my website, alchemyjoy.com, And if they'd like a little grounding session, I have a webpage just for that. It's alchemyjoy.com/ground. So they can experience a very short practice, 90 seconds, to show how they can easily shift their state, or a longer 5-minute session on my website. And they can also call me on 609-472-8841.
Wow. Can you repeat that again? What we can access that's for free?
Sure, alchemyjoy.com/ground. You'll get a free 90-second session. It's a meditative breathing breath work session. And you can see just in 90 seconds how you will shift. And it's really eye-opening. And there's a longer one on that same page, it's 5 minutes for those who want to go a little deeper.
I'm going to share this. I'm very transparent. I have a very, 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 very close friend who has a lot going on in their life, and they just text me, and they said that they canceled getting together with a relative today for breakfast. Relative is visiting, and they realized that they need to chill for this day. And once they got this stuff off of their mind, the jittery feeling stopped. So this person is obviously in fight flight mode. And I am going to tell them about what you just said with that 90-second meditation. Because I was going to say, you need to breathe. Just give me 60 seconds of four and eight. Just realize what's going on. But let's go layers deeper with that link right on your website. And thank you for that. Fantastic. I'm not even kidding. This is on my phone just now.
I mean, I commend your friend for setting boundaries, because a lot of the stress that we encounter has to do with us being unable to set boundaries. So we make commitments that we know we can't fulfill. We take on responsibilities that we don't have time for. And I commend them for wanting to just take a step back.
Got a second left. I want to bounce this off you. So we hear of flight and fight and freeze, right? Okay. I heard recently one more F word connected to it. I can say it here. Fawn, fight, flight, freeze, fawn. And the reason I'm even bringing this up is something what you just said, referring back to my friend. I've heard that fawn is people pleasing. So now you get into that mode of, I got to help this person. I got to do this for them. I got to do it. And you could be doing it for a number of different reasons. Maybe you want to keep them in your corner and have them there for you when you need them. Or if you just don't feel worthy enough, you haven't put up boundaries and all of that. So I'm starting to see, as a reformed people pleaser myself, that there's maybe a correlation there or you want to take the focus off yourself so you don't have to really go in and realize what you got going on in your head and inside. And now, I'll help them out. I'll help them out. But boundaries, we could do a whole podcast on boundaries, couldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. And what you say makes so much sense, especially when you think that something can't get done unless you're doing it. That's the mistake we tend to fall in. Maybe it won't be done exactly the way you would do it, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to allow other people to handle things, to give other people responsibilities where you would always step in. So if we can see these as opportunities, that might be more helpful for us to step back.
Three words. This stuff works. Changed my life. Everything we're talking about here, even the breath work, had a session 4 days ago. I'm still walking on a cloud. Fantastic. LaRonda, thank you so much for all the insight today. Love what you do. And if the universe says we'll be talking again, I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed my time here.
Likewise.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.